Happy New Year! Happy New Year! One more time. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Actually, that was three more times, wasn't it? So you know I mean it when I say Happy New Year! How's it starting out for you, everybody? This is the day after New Year's Day. How did New Year's Day go for you? What did you do? What did you not do? Sometimes what we don't do can be just as significant as what we do. Yeah, so for instance, if we don't work, finally get a chance to slow down and rest a while, at least a little bit. Yeah, and then, of course, you might want to go ahead and eat a little bit. Yeah, eat some cake, eat some pie, eat some ham hocks, eat some chitlins. I don't eat chitlins, but you might want to. Eat some grits and eggs, ham hocks, and maybe just enjoy a little bit of TV. Just chilling a while. You're not in school, although it's starting back up soon. Not in school for the day. Just chilling for a minute. I know a number of you came off a watch night service. How long did you sleep New Year's Day? After watch night service, what did you do? How did it go? What are some of your greatest aspirations for this year? Because, of course, the thing that we know, we say Happy New Year, but the Happy New Year doesn't last all day. No, it doesn't last all year, I mean. Yeah, Happy New Year. And when does the newness of it wear off for you? Is Happy New Year over on January 2nd? Does the new year officially end for you, psychologically end for you, somewhere around the 10th of January? Do you let it stay new all the way through into February? Yes, Happy New Year. Well, we have those aspirations for the year. Got to keep in mind that the newness of the year will wear off at some point because the year won't be new all year long. But maybe the aspirations can be fresh and strong all year, despite the fact that the year won't be new all year. So what are some of your greatest aspirations for this year? In fact, are some of your greatest aspirations dealing with spiritual matters, bodily matters, financial matters, family matters? Some of your greatest aspirations, what are they? Is it starting school? Or getting back to school? Some of your greatest aspirations. Now, you notice I didn't ask you about the, what do we call that? When we start the new year, New Year's resolutions. Yeah. You notice I didn't ask you about New Year's resolutions. That's cool, too, if that works for you. You know, what is your New Year's resolution? And what plans do you have to keep that resolution? All right. Greatest aspirations, even if it doesn't have to do with a new resolution. Something that maybe you were working on last year that has carried over into this year. I guess maybe we can commit to persevering. We can commit to consulting with the right people if we need to. We can commit to getting our rest when we need to. And when I say our rest now, definitely we need physical rest, but I'm really focusing more on emotional and mental rest now, because we can burn ourselves out emotionally and mentally the same way we can burn ourselves out physically. It's good to just stop. Yeah, just stop. Sometimes just stop and just be. I mean, literally, just be. Don't always have to be doing something. You don't always have to be watching TV to relax. You don't always have to be reading a book, even though those are good things. Sometimes, even when we're not sleepy and have no intentions of taking a nap, we can just get somewhere, sit down, get quiet, and just close our eyes and just rest. And sometimes that kind of rest is even better than resting with a good TV show. Just letting the mind relax, because even watching a TV show engages the brain. Now, no doubt that our brains are still working, even when we are sitting down with our eyes closed, but probably not as much as if we're watching something on the television. I'm not saying it's bad now. Like I said, it's good to read a book. It's good to watch TV, watch some good, wholesome shows, especially some that help us get a good laugh, get some of those chemicals flowing and helping us with our health, improve our health and improve our mood. But what do? Well, I'm saying that because if we can get our rest when we need it, including, like I said, our emotional and mental rest, that can help us get refreshed, get those occasional refreshings throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, that can help us remain energized to pursue those things that we aspire to do. Yes, to meet those aspirations. All right, now, that said, is spending time with family one of your 2018 goals? And I don't mean just trying to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes every 3 or 4 months. That may be better than what you've done in the past. Maybe you've spent 30 to 40 minutes with the family twice a year in the past, and every 3 or 4 months would be an improvement. I agree, that would be an improvement. But you remember how we've talked about how we can do better but still not be doing well? So, you know, we looked at the example of, say, a person is in school there and they're taking this course that they're not doing particularly well in. Matter of fact, they're failing it. They have a score of 65 in that class. They work a little bit harder, and at the end of the next period, next grading period, they've gone up to a 69. That is better, ladies and gentlemen. That is improvement. But it's still not good. They're still not doing well. So maybe once every 3 to 4 months, maybe we can, you know, ratchet that up a bit. That's still better than once or twice a year, I agree. But is there a way possible to increase that even more? Well, let me share with you some specific things that we can be doing this year while we're spending more time with our family, and maybe in the process helping our children become more fit. So what about taking a walk as a family? Being outside in nature can help people relax. Something about being outdoors. I know not everyone is an outdoors person, but have you noticed how you respond physically and psychologically, mentally, to being outdoors? And I guess it may not, for a lot of people, be the best to, you know, kind of frame that in this scenario. It's 20 degrees outside. You step out there, the wind chill factor drops that 20-something degrees down by 3 degrees. You can feel that wind slicing through your thick pants, trying to freeze your legs. And it just kind of looks like cold, like a cold steel atmosphere outdoors. I mean, so don't, if you don't really like the cold, don't try not to picture that scenario. Try to picture, you know, fall, leaves are changing colors, some leaves are falling off. It's feeling good out there. You still have some sun, or springtime. Trees and flowers are beginning to bloom again. Sun is shining more brightly. Or summertime, one of your more favorite times of the year. And like I said, for some people, you know, the cold season might not work, but a lot of you can just imagine what it's like being out there in that snow. Or even if there's no snow out there, just having to really bundle up to be out there in the cold. So for some people, that works. Well, being out in nature can really help relax. I would think that for a lot of people, the warmer seasons would produce a greater sense of relaxation than the colder seasons, even when people like being out in that cold. But something about being in nature. And so one of the things that you can do in order to really bring everybody on board, is explain to your children that relaxing not only feels good, but it can help make us healthier. When we're stressed, we're more likely to make unhealthy choices, like picking junk food or deciding to just veg out instead of being physically active. Veg out, just getting somewhere an hour after hour after hour, day after day, week after week, just being a couch potato instead of being physically active. And you don't necessarily have to, you know, be engaging in some really, really, really strenuous physical exercise every time you go out there. Sometimes just being out there and walking can be great. Unwinding helps us clear our minds, and it gives us the energy and the focus that we need to make good choices. So the family walking together, man, I can imagine, especially if you are able to pick an environment that you really like, hopefully all of you really like. It may be your neighborhood. It may be a certain park that just has trees, maybe tracks, has other people out there. Maybe a park where you have a great place to walk, but there aren't so many people. What works for you and your family? Picking that environment out and really just enjoying it. That's one way to spend family time and help not only our parents, us as parents, but our children. And who knows? Maybe our children's grandparents can get in on the act. Cool. Take the dog with you. How about playing a game? Maybe setting aside one evening a week for family game night. And if you can't do that, because I know people are showing up busy, we're in school, we work, we have other responsibilities. It might be hard to do it every week, even once a week. Maybe we can pull off twice a month, having a game night, a family game night. It's tempting to deal with stress by zoning out in front of the TV with a bag of chips, but teach your kids that there are other ways to relax, and some of those ways can at times be even better. So you can take turns choosing games to play. By the way, those of you who did play games when you were coming up, what were some of your favorite games? Those of you who play games now, what are some of your favorite games? I mean, like board games, great to play basketball, you know, things like that. But what are some of your other games that don't require quite as much energy as that? Like maybe dominoes, Monopoly. I tell you, I really like that new electronic Monopoly. I didn't like the old school Monopoly. You know, the one that was so popular for years and years and years and years. You know, we were playing it in the late 60s, mid 70s, mid 80s, you know, on up. That particular Monopoly, I did not like. I don't know why, but I think after about, roughly 30 minutes or so, I was ready to call it quits. Maybe after 20 minutes, I was ready to call it quits. It didn't matter whether I was winning or not. I just was not excited about that game. It is a great game. A lot of people enjoy it, and that's a good thing. For some reason, the electronic Monopoly, or the one that's more current, really, really, I was able to connect with that. I really liked that game. And I think if we can find a game, and I think that's one of the keys, finding games, plural, that the family likes. And I do recommend more than one game so that you won't get tired of game night, not because of game night itself necessarily, but because maybe the issue is you're just tired of playing that same game over and over and over. How many of you played checkers, or even Chinese checkers, where you might have about five people able to play at the same time? How about dominoes? I mean, just so many ways to get out there and just enjoy. How about horseshoes? When's the last time you played horseshoes? Game night or game day. Maybe it doesn't have to necessarily be a night, you know, like Tuesday night or Wednesday night. It could be Saturday, especially when, you know, it's not cold outside and you can spend some time outdoors, maybe back and forth, you know, alternating. Sometimes you're outdoors doing things like horseshoes, so at other times indoors playing board games. I tell you what, lots of good ways that we can go about the business of having some great family time. Let's look at that some more as we look at ways that we can aspire as family to do some good things together.